We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Labrie from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. And we had some real data to try to crunch yesterday. What, starting with the initial jobless claims?
Yeah, John, I think we had to take a look at those numbers. We do it every Thursday, and this one came in at 787,000, and that was well below expectations of, you know, about 900,000 or a little bit less. And that's still a troublesomely high number, but that's the first number we've had below 800,000, since maybe early April, late March. So at least we made some progress there. But, John, you take that number and put it with the existing home sales numbers that we got for September, and those were literally off the charts. I mean, September existing home sales up about 20%, and that's up 20%. Because remember last fall, we were in a booming economy. We were approaching full employment. We were in a, at that time, historically low interest rate environment. We couldn't conceive of 0% necessarily here, but we got there pretty quick. We still see economic data either good. I mean, there is no other way you can look at the existing home sales and say that's not a good reading for the economy. And the initial jobless claims, while still too high, is back engaged and going in the right direction. And, you know, we've got about a fifth or so of the S&P 500 corporate America has announced earnings at this point. Now, most of their earnings aren't higher than they were this time last year, because this time last year we were in a full-out economy. But almost all of those earnings that we've seen are better than expectations. And remember, expectations have been ratcheted down dramatically because of what's been going on in the economy. But what that tells us is, okay, corporate America has been handling this better than our own analysts anticipated. Okay, these aren't randos off the street. These analysts are people that know these industries inside and out, and they know how we're going to try to handle those. They know what all the inputs are, and almost in the entirety, about 85% of the announcements we've had so far have been better than expectation. I think that bodes well for our economy. We all are aware of the things that we have to get through. We're going to get through all of those, but I'm going to keep looking at the economic data. If that turns bad, I will let you know, and then we'll become nervous about the economy, which will also make us nervous about the stock market. But here's the last thing I'll point out, John. The stock market tends to be a discounting mechanism. It's looking forward. Well, guess what? The stock market participants are looking at the economic data, how we've presented it, but also what it looks like 6 months out. And that's why you see markets holding in or even gathering again modest gains like we saw yesterday. And I'd say we're setting up for modest gains again this morning. All
right. Mike Labrie, Wells Fargo Advisors, always appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Hey, John, everybody, please stay well out there. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.